This is the end of the chapter.
这个诗节已经到了这一章的末尾。
So this is Yudhisthira, he had the big yagya.
Yudhisthira, 他举行了一个巨大 伟大的祭祀。
These yagyas that only kings can do such yagya.
只有国王才能举行这类祭祀。
But they're doing it for the benefit of the citizens.
他们是为了臣民的福祉来举行这类祭祀。
Yeah, everything auspicious.
一切都是非常吉祥的。
Yagyas for ordinary people can't do all that. We can chant the holy name.
普通人是无法举行这类祭祀的，但是呢，我们可以唱诵 Hare Krishna.
That's a Mahayagya, actually, greatest, most beneficial.
这叫做 Mahayagya 伟大的祭祀是最伟大的祭祀。
So Krishna says he was obedient to Yudhisthira because Yudhisthira was the older cousin.
Krishna 他遵从了 Yudhisthira 的命令，因为 Yudhisthira 是他的表兄。
So they had to get very qualified brahmanas to do these yagyas. They had to be done perfectly.
所以为了举行这类祭祀，必须有资格的婆罗门来举行，这样才能使一切进行的完美。
Not that one is just born in a brahman family, but he has to be trained, and they would test to make sure they had very pure brahmanas.
不是说诞生在婆罗门家庭就有资格了。而是必须受到训练，而且受到测试，这样才能举行。
These things can't be done even now in Kali Yuga.
在卡利年代是无法举行这样的祭祀的。
That's why Lord Chaitanya, when he says, "Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nijasarva Shakti Tatrapita Niyamata," there's no exact hard and fast rules about this chanting yoga.
所以主柴丹尼亚在八行规的第二点说，唱诵圣名并没有硬性规则。
Chanting the holy name is the most effective yagya, but these other yagyas, the mantras have to be chanted exactly perfectly.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 是 ，sorry 吗
？In chanting Hare Krishna.It's the intention that Krishna knows, not the pronunciation is.
唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候 ，Krishna 是了解我们唱诵的时候我们内心的意愿、愿望、内心，而不是说外在的这个发音。
Of course, we should be trying to pronounce Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Not that we just go and it's okay.
当然，我们也必须发音。发音发出这个声音 Hare Krishna Hare Rama 而不是呜噜呜噜的发音不清晰
But these other mantras that are for, they're actually for manipulating the material energy the pronunciation the accents the tone everything has to be perfect
其他的那些曼陀罗呢它是为了操纵那些物质的那些能量物质的音振但是呢那些就是声音还有这些语调发音也必须是正确的才可以
Arjuna had weapons my mantra it's not like you know now when we think of a bow and arrows that thing doesn't seem like a very serious weapon
有一种武器是用曼陀罗来控制的这种武器是发出曼陀罗来发射这种武器的而不是说现代而不是那些弓和箭这类的武器
If modern people hear of a war which is bows and arrows they think well you know so what but these they by mantra they could make those arrows to be more powerful than any modern weapon
现代人以为古人用的什么弓啊箭都是很低级的但他们不知道这些箭都是由曼陀罗来操纵的比现代的这个炸弹武器要高级的多
But those mantras aren't something that someone can just find a book and get that mantra they have to hear it from the guru and it has to be handed down and has to be pronounced perfectly
不是说一个人随随便便找到翻到一本书来 念诵这个曼陀罗就可以发射出这种武器，而必须是得到一个guru的这个教育训练启迪，然后他才能够有资格来发射这种曼陀罗武器。
But this Maha Mantra Krishna Nam, anyone can find a book or anything that has a Maha Mantra and chant it and get the benefit.
但是呢，这个 Krishna 的 Maha Mantra, 任何人可以从这个书上来看到这个曼陀罗，唱诵它，并因此而获益。
Even if they're just chanting as a joke or, you know, any reason.
即使他们只是开玩笑，或者是因为什么种种原因来唱诵、念诵了这个曼陀罗。
Of course, to get the full spiritual benefit and to get Krishna Prema, then we need to get the guidance of the spiritual master and learn how to chant.
当然，如果要得到
and serve.
完美的这 Krishna Prema 这个目的的话，必须得到一个灵性导师的训练，去服务灵性导师。
That will come about if one is chanting, then Krishna will arrange everything else.
如果一个人他只是去念诵这个曼陀罗，那么 Krishna 就会安排做出一切的安排，来使这一切得以发生。
So this like the Brahmanas, they have to be not only born, but even if someone is born. any other family, but if he's trained properly, acts like a Brahmin, then he's a Brahmin.
即使一个人他不是诞生在婆罗门家庭，而是诞生在别的种族的家庭的，他得到了训练，他也能够执行这个婆罗门的这个功能。
In the Kali Yuga, that's very corrupt. The Brahmins were the first corruption, the born Brahmins. So they started very strongly saying that.Only those that are born in a Brahmin family can be Brahmin.
在卡利年代，就是腐化堕落的第一个阶层就是婆罗门阶层，由婆罗门阶层开始的。而这些婆罗门阶层还声称，只有诞生在这个阶层婆罗门阶层的人才可以举行祭祀。
So birth and your parents, you know, it has some effect. Often the, you know, like if it, parents are both musicians, there's a good chance a child will be a musician also.
当然了，如果有，如果就像一个人他的父母是音乐家，他就有机会来受到训，在音乐方面受到训练。同样的呢，诞生在婆罗门的家庭当然是有机会得到进一步的训练的。
Or even devotees like Hiranyakasipu is the biggest demon king of all the demons.
像Hiranyakasipu他是一个大恶魔，是一个国王。
But his son was the greatest devotee, so he was completely unhappy about it.
但他的儿子却是一个最伟大的奉献者，所以Hiranyakasipu不是很高兴。
Prabhupada was such a great devotee, but his son was a demon.
他怕是这么伟大的奉献者，但他的儿子却是一个恶魔。
So one can never know.So the Brahmanas have to be trained and they have to act like Brahmanas.
所以谁知道会怎么样呢？所以婆罗门必须受到训练，才可以担当婆罗门的这个功能。
You know, someone is born in a Brahmin family, but he doesn't act like a Brahmin, and he has to be qualified according to Krishna, according to how he acts.
即使一个人他的诞生是一个婆罗门家庭。但是如果他没有行使婆罗门的这样的一个职责
Krishna says guna karma vibhage
Krishna 说
according to one's qualities and activities
guna karma 这按照一个人的品性按照一个人的活动来断定他的资格
and the government they have to be trained also under the guidance of genuine brahmanas
而政府也必须是在真正的婆罗门的训练之下来行使政府的职责。
That's a traditional thing. The king is.
在传统上就是这样。
Brahmanas and trained.
一个国王他是他有受到婆罗门的这样的商榷，他有如果行使政府职能的话，他必须得到婆罗门的。
So he's trying to work for the spiritual benefit of the people.
他是为了人民的这个灵性的好处来行使职责。
But if someone is not trained and they're just you know, in the government office for their own benefit, which is quite common in Kali Yuga, right? People suffer.
在卡利年代呢，可以看到一个人他没有得到恰当的训练，他就坐在办公室里，这样的结果就是人民受苦。
There's some countries like in Africa where the people are the poorest people in the world, and the president or whatever is one of the richest men in the world.
在非洲，我们看到有些国家，非洲有些那儿的人民是世界上最穷困的人民，但是那儿的国王却是世界上最富裕的国王。
Government people very very rich, but there's no good roads, no electricity, no. You know,
那儿的国王非常非常富裕。但是那儿
的 government people very very rich. They have many big houses.
那儿的国王住在豪华的宫殿，但是呢，普通人却没有公路，也没有这个电能。
They have electricity. They have a big generator.
但是这些国王却有电。
So this is Kali Yuga.
所以卡利年代就是这种情况。
And many, many people claiming to be brahmanas or priests or monks or whatever, any religion.
许多人都自称是婆罗门，自称是祭司。
And they're just making a business.
他们只是借把这个当成一种生意，谋生手段而已。
They can make a big show of chanting mantras and jagyas.
他们在炫耀他们唱诵曼陀罗，在举行祭祀。
But they're not helping anybody.
但是呢，对任何人都没有什么益处。
So the real brahmana, he's devotee actually.
一位真正的婆罗门，事实上他是一个奉献者。
These yagyas, these other yagyas, if one mantra is chanted, even one word wrong, it may change the whole result.
举行其他的祭祀呢，在过程当中，只要是有一个发音不正确的话，那整个的这个祭祀就给毁掉了。
Because it's exact scientific.
因为这是一门科学。
Something like computer, for instance.
就像计算机一样。
If you're searching for something on the computer, you have to put exactly the right thing.
如果我们在计算机上搜索一些东西的话，我们必须得把正确的这个词啊什么输入到这个搜索的引擎当中，否则的话就会找不到。
If you're talking to a person, they might understand what you mean.
当然，如果
你
跟一个人在面对面的谈话的时候，可能他会知道你在说的是什么意思。
So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, it's Krishna. We're dealing with the person, the supreme intelligent person. And he's not only just intelligent, he knows everything. He knows all the desires in the heart. So he goes by that.
当我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候， Krishna 是一个人，他知道我们所有的这种想法，我们心里在想什么，我们的愿望是什么，因为他是一个人。
So we have to be careful how to judge people also, because.
所以我们应该小心，不要随便的评判别人。
Someone's external show may not be the internal makes me much different.
有人可能外表上是一种样子，很炫耀，但是他的内心却是另外一个样子。
Some can be acting very nicely and doing everything, but inside they're not good. Another person.
有的人外表在做的事情都一切都做得非常好，但是在内心却是另外一个人。
Not doing everything externally perfectly, but they have a very pure heart trying to please Krishna.
有的人可能外在的做事情不是很完美，但是在内心他却是抱着要取悦 Krishna 的这种想法。
So Krishna knows.
所以 Krishna 知道一切。
So we have to pray to Krishna we can become also pure in heart.
所以我们应该向 Krishna 祈祷，内心纯净。
By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly.
通过每天阅读圣典博伽瓦坛。
We chant that prayer a lot, Nasta Prayeshu Abhidvesha Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That's from the Bhagavatam. And by regularly hearing the classes in Srimad Bhagavatam, the heart becomes cleansed.
所以我们背诵的那个祷文就是说，每天通过阅读和聆听圣典博伽瓦坛，内心就会变得纯洁。
And the key word there is nityam, always, regularly, every day.
在这个祷文中有一个关键的词是 nityam, nityam 的意思就是总是、始终、恒常。
And that's what we find throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Satyatam, Kirtayantam, the devotees are always chanting my name.
在圣典博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛中就这个词都是很多地方都出现的。所以奉献者他总是谈论 Krishna。
Nityam, and always chanting, always chanting, always.
他总是唱诵，总是唱诵，总是在唱诵。
That's what we're striving for.
这就是我们的努力的方向。
Then we can have Kirtaniya Sadahari.
这样就可能够做到 Kirtaniya Sadahari。
Many temples here also, every morning we chant that, right? Chanada piece, Nichena, Todora piece.
在很多庙宇里，早上我们都会背诵八训归。
Sometimes we become mechanical, we don't think about it very much.
有时候我们念诵的时候是变得机械的念诵，有时候根本就不过脑子。
But we want to think about what that, the deep meanings, and that's a very important instruction of Lord Chaitanya.
在八训规的第三条 Trinadpi Sunichina 这是非常重要的训示，我们应该仔细的想一想。
In Chaitanya Charitamrita it says the devotee should like put that around his neck and keep it all the time.
在 Chaitanya 永恒的 Chaitanya 经中说，人应该把这个八训规第三条像一个花环一样戴在脖子上。
Chant in a humble state of mind.
以一种谦卑的心态唱诵。
Thinking himself very low.
让自己变得很卑微
and be very tolerant.
非常容忍
So when we live with devotees and we have to become very tolerant because there's so many different opinions.
当我们和奉献者居住在一起的时候必须非常非常的容忍，因为每个奉献者都有自己的想法。
We have to be very tolerant of other, you know, not everybody behaves in a way that is exactly pleasing to our mind and senses.
我们必须非常非常的容忍，因为别人的行为举止不一定是让我们的心意非常高兴。
But we have to tolerate.
但是我们必须得容忍。
And it gets cold and it gets hot, we have to tolerate.
在冬夏季节的冷和热，我们也得去容忍。
Krishna told Arjuna, you know, Shitoshna Sukadukada, Agamaya Payanonichas, that these.Dualities, the hot and cold, happiness and distress, and you can go on and on. Throughout the Bhagavad Gita, there's many victory and defeat, and on, many different dualities.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌中告诉尔朱呢，冷热荣辱，一个人都必须得容忍。在整部Mahabharata 当中有很多的战役，有的时候是胜利的，有时候是失败的。
It comes to tikshashvabharata. You have to tolerate.
我们必须得去容忍。
In Kapila Muni, when he describes a devotee, he says, tikshava, karunika, the devotee is tolerant.
Kapila Dev, 他在描述一位奉献者的特征的时候说，奉献者是 karuna, tiksha, 容忍和宽容。
Tolerant, karuna means merciful.
Tiksha 是容忍， karuna 是仁慈。
Titikshiva Karunika Surida Sarvabhutanam. He's the best friend of everyone.
Surida Sarvabhutanam. 他是众生的良友。
That's a devotee.
这就是一位奉献者的品质。
Sadhuva, he's decorated with the qualities of the sadhu.
这是一位 sadhu 圣人的这个装饰品。
So then Lord Chaitanya says, you know, Trinadapi Sunichana, Todorapi Sushnuda, tolerant like a tree.
然后主 Chaitanya 说在八训规第三条说，我们要像一个树，一棵大树那样容忍。
See the tree, when now it's cold, so we can put on warm clothes and we come in the house and we have heat, right?
如果一个我们觉得寒冷的话，我们会穿上厚衣服，然后我们开上空调或者加热器。
The tree can't do that. He just has to tolerate it.
但是一棵树它却不可以像人那样，所以一棵树是非常的容忍的。
So of course the government, some of the trees they wrap them up, right? Yeah.
当然现代我们可以看见有些绿化队会在冬天给树外面 穿上一层裹上一层布。
But you see in the north with the heavy snow and the trees get so much snow and ice and it breaks them even.
在北方我们可以看见下大雪的时候那个树上会结冰有时候这些冰雪会把树枝都给压折但树是非常容忍的。
So they're glorified for that tolerance.
树木是因为它的容忍宽容而受到荣耀的。
And then the hardest part is Amani Namanadena.
然后是 Amani Namanadena.
That means offering all respect to others and not expecting anything in return.
这句话的意思就是对别人致以全部的尊敬而不指望别人尊敬自己。
That's very advanced.
这点是非常很难做到的。
Generally, everyone is thinking, well, I've done so much, but nobody appreciates me.
通常一个人会想，我做了这么多服务，可是却没人欣赏我。
Or why should I help this person? They don't care about me.
我为什么要帮助这个人呢？他根本就不在乎我。
What will I get from this?
我做件事有什么好处对我自己？
But that way one cannot really come to the really humble state of always chanting.
但是如果一个人这么想的话他就不能达到谦卑的恒常唱诵圣名的这样的状态。
One has to see everyone as a spirit soul.
每一个人应该看每一个人都是纯粹的个体的灵魂。
So we preach, we do service, we do everything with, should be just for the sake of pleasing Krishna.
所以我们传教，我们去服务，目的只有一个，就是为了取悦 Krishna。
And we have to know that Krishna is pleased. He may not, you know, we don't know how he gives his mercy.
我们要知道，就这样是不是取悦了 Krishna？ 如果取悦 Krishna 的话，我们就能得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
Sometimes he takes away everything.
有时候 Krishna 会把我们的一切都拿走。
Sometimes he gives a lot of things.
有时候 Krishna 给我们这么多。
It's up to him.
这都由 Krishna 来决定。
Sometimes people get very sick.
有时候一个人很生病得很重。
It's hard to understand, but many times they see, oh, this is Krishna's mercy.
有时候我们真的不理解为什么这个人病得那么重，但是应该认为这是 Krishna 的仁慈。
So it says in this yagya, somehow Krishna was, you know, Yudhisthira put Krishna in charge.
在 Yudhisthira 举行的这场皇家祭祀之中 ，Yudhisthira 让 Krishna 来主持。
They would have to have somebody checking these brahmanas if they were pure.
必须得有人来监督，看这些婆罗门是不是真正的内心纯洁。
And even if when they're chanting the mantras, they would have another one that's just listening to make sure they made a mistake.
如果一个婆罗门他在念诵曼陀罗的时候，必须有人在旁边听。聆听看他是的看他的发音是不是正确
I heard that somebody tried to do a big yagya like this some years ago.
马尔说他听说在几年前呢有的人试图举行这样的祭祀
So they had the Brahmin there that was supposed to be checking.
但是必须有婆罗门来监督这个祭祀
But if he would say someone, no, you made a mistake, they'd start arguing, no, that's all right.Everybody just arguing.
如果旁边监督的人在指出这个婆罗门他的念诵的曼陀罗不正确的时候，然后那个婆罗门就和这个监督的人就开始进行争执了。
So chapter 12 of the Bhagavad Gita also very important. Krishna, he describes, you know, how a devotee should be equal in all different conditions. That's tolerance.
在《薄伽梵歌》的第十二章，Krishna 描述了一个奉献者的 Vaishnava 的品格。他对所有人都一视同仁，所以这一点，这个品格是非常重要的。
He says equal in happiness and distress, equal in honor and dishonor, equal in blame and praise.
因为一个奉献者，他对冷热、荣辱、毁誉都宠辱不惊，一视同仁。
Devotee understands everything is coming from Krishna.
因为奉献者，他明白一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
So sometimes people may blame us for something we didn't even do.
有时候别人指责我们做的事情不对，但是我们实际上根本就没做这些事情。
But Krishna devotee knows, well, maybe I did something in my last life then.
但奉献者他心里明白，可能是我上一生做了什么错事。
So generally, if someone praises us, we become very happy. Oh yes, this is a very good person. This is someone, my friend.
啊，当有人来赞扬我们的时候，我们心里就会非常的高兴，美滋滋的心想，这是我，他是我的朋友，赞扬我的人。
And if someone criticizes it, we don't like them.
当有人批评我们的时候，我们心里就不高兴。
It's natural, but
这是自然的。
Advanced devotee understands it's all material world, it changes all the time.
但是一位进步的奉献者，他明白这个物质世界的一切都在变化。
You can do the same thing. One person will say, "Oh, it's so great." Another person will say, "No, it's no good."
我们做的事情是一样的，但是呢，有的人就说太棒了，有的人却。
Or the same person the next day may say, "No, why did you do that?"
可能赞扬我们的人第二天却说，哎，你为什么要做这件事呢？
Like children, they get confused.
就像小孩，他们有时候会困惑。
When they're very, very young, whatever they do, everybody will be very nice.
他们年轻的时候，他们做的一切，他都觉得做得很好。
But at a certain age, they do the same thing, and don't do that!
但是呢，当那个小孩他长到
But I always did this, and you thought it was great.
小孩他长大的时候呢，那个大人就会说不要那样做，但是这个孩子可能说，哎，我一直在做这件事，怎么就
And sometimes we do that with devotees also.
有时候我们对待奉献者也会出现这种情况。
Everybody's very, very nice, but then after a while they start saying, don't do this.
有时候奉献者做的是同样的事情，但是呢就会得到不同的这种评价。
So we need all training and be good leaders, good devotees.
我们需要好良好的训练，我们需要优秀的奉献者，优秀的领袖。
Everyone is a leader. Everybody is, leading somebody.
每个人实际上都是领导，因为他在领导着某个人。
Krishna is the supreme leader.
但 Krishna 他是至高无上的领袖。
So the Mahajagya we do, and we want everyone to do it.
所以我们唱诵 Hare Krishna 是在举行的是 Mahayagya 最伟大的祭祀，所以我们邀请每个人都参加这场祭祀。
This is our real business. So we have Kirtan Mela, we have so many Kirtan festivals.
所以这是我们真正的事物，我们举行 Kirtan Mela, 还有Kirtan 唱诵的节日。
Okay, so then Krishna left.This is Krishna leaving Hastinapur and going back to Dwarka.
在接下来的世界中描述 Krishna 他离开回到 Hastinapur 返回他的 Dwarka 城镇。
And this chapter is called the Birth of Pariksha.
在这个第一篇第十二章的标题是 Pariksha 国王的诞生。
It's an interesting chapter how Yudhishthira did this jagya because he felt like he'd been sinful in the battle of Kurukshetra.
这一章是非常有意思的一章，因为Pariksha 的国王，因为 Yudhishthira 大军他在战役结束之后，他认为自己是罪恶深重，所以他希望举行一场祭祀来抵消他的罪恶。
But it says he didn't have money because after the battle of Kurukshetra, the war is very expensive.
但是他当时没有钱，因为战争的缘故，所以钱财都耗尽了。
So Arjuna, that's why he's called Dhananjaya. He went and got money.
所以 Arjuna 另外一个名字叫 Dhananjaya, 他就去得到钱财。
There was a huge amount of gold that one king had just left behind.
在有的山脉里头。有些国王就把巨大的财富留在这些山脉里，埋藏在那儿。
The mountain peak was made out of gold.
有些山的山峰是由金子做成的。
Somewhere in the Himalaya, we hear, I don't know, there's always stories about people looking for this golden mountain.
总有这样的这个故事，就有人到山里去寻宝。
So anyway, they got very, very rich.
然后他会就变得非常富裕。
And the Brahmanas got so much gold from the king.
婆罗门他会从国王那里得到金子的布施。
They didn't have paper plates, they're eating from golden.
那个时候没有纸币，那时候是金子。
But they just left it on.
但是婆罗门他们并不在乎这些钱。
And nobody ever picked it up because it belonged to the king.
而且呢，当这些金子在地上的时候，也没人去捡，因为这金子都是属于国王的财产。
So anyway, they could get it. So Arjuna went and got it.
所以Arjuna呢，他就去为举行祭祀去获得财富。
So the king had given all this gold to the Brahmanas.
国王会把金子布施给婆罗门。
But it was too much, so they just left it.
但是这些金子婆罗门都太多了，所以婆罗门就没有拿走。
Even the gold and stuff they used for the yoga, they just threw it away.
举行祭祀有需要很多金器，也没有人去拿这些金器。
There used to be so much gold.
在祭祀举行祭祀当中呢，会需要很多金子。
Krishna told Arjuna to go get it.
所以 Krishna 就告诉 Arjuna 你去拿这些金器回来。
At that time, no one else had taken it. They thought it's not doesn't belong to us.
在那个年代的人都非常有德行，如果不属于他自己的呢，他就不会去拿。
Now, you know, if you have some gold, it's very dangerous.
但是当今的年代，如果你身上带着金子，那你就非常人身安全就很危险了。
Indian women and traditionally, you know, they father gives them some gold necklace and they would wear that.
在古代的印度，那印度妇女他们的父亲会给他们很多的金银首饰。
But now they don't wear it because thief.
但现在的印度妇女都不戴这些金银首饰，因为那个贼会对这些金银首饰很感兴趣。
Kali Yuga is different.
卡利年代一切都变了。
And gold is not so easy to find anymore.
而且也不是那么容易能够找到金子。
Even in America, a few hundred years ago, they had what they called the gold rush.
在美国。几百年前会有一个淘金的浪潮。
In California, people were finding so much gold.
人们在加利福尼亚找到了很多金矿。
They would go in the river and they would just keep picking up stones and they would find gold.
他们去加利福尼亚的河流，河流底部就有金矿石。
But now, it's very hard to find the gold.
但是现在呢，很难找到金子。
People are still mad after it also.
但是人们对金子的这种热爱却没有消减。他们想方设法去。
To get a little bit of gold, they have to dig up so much.
去获取金子，然后他们就会到金矿各种各样的山里头去找金子。
Buddha, Murti in Bangkok.
在孟买，在曼谷有一个佛的金子铸造的佛像。
Nobody knows exactly when that was made.
没人知道这尊佛像是怎么铸造成的。
Solid gold.
就是由纯金。
It's big.
非常巨大。
It's 5 tons.
有五吨重。
And when they found that.They didn't know it was gold. It was covered.
当人们发现这尊佛像的时候，并不知道它是纯金铸造的，因为它外表覆盖着一层。
So they understood that the priest, you know, the thieves must have been coming, so they covered it.
这个祭司就知道肯定是有贼来了，把这个佛像外面
made it look like a stone.
外面覆盖了一层其他的物品，就好像看上去是由石头铸造成的。
Sometime they were going to move that murti, but when they moved it, the covering broke, and they saw it's gold.
后来有人就试图挪动这尊佛像，但当他们在挪动的过程当中呢，这个外表的这个石片 掉下来，他们发现是纯金铸造成的。
So they keep him in the temple, of course.
当然后面后人就把这尊佛像就放在庙宇中崇拜。
They know that it's Buddha, so but demons would say, well, what's the use of keeping a statue? They should sell it, make jewelry.
当然那个虔诚的人会把它当成神像来供奉，但是贼或恶魔就认为这些都是一石头而已，他们就会把这个像佛像啊都融化了，然后卖掉换取金子。
So Yudhisthira, he used all that wealth to make a big yagya.
所以 Yudhisthira 王
purify.
他就利用了所有这些财富举行了一场重大的祭祀来净化他自己。
So this is Krishna, you know, going back to Dwarka.
在这之后呢 Krishna 就返回了 Dwarka 城。
Next is when Vidura comes back to
Hastinapura. 接着 Vidura 就回到了 Hastinapura。
So if we get gold, make sure you use it for Krishna.
所以呢，如果我们在座有人来得到了金子，一定要把它用在为 Krishna 的服务当中。
If you get anything, use it for Krishna.
如果你得到了任何事情，都用于对 Krishna 的服务。
If you don't have anything, use that for Krishna.
如果你没有什么东西，也得用来用为 Krishna 服务。
We have our life and use it for Krishna.
我们有自己的生命，我们要把生命用于对 Krishna 的服务。
We don't have to get rich to do the Sankirtan Yoga.
我们用不着变得富裕来举行 Sankirtan 祭祀。
All you need is just chant the holy name.
我们所需要的只是唱诵圣名。
All right.Any question?
有什么问题？
有的问题，马儿，就是以前咕噜讲课的时候告诉我们说，现在的人就是不能从他那个就说他说我开天眼了，我看亏了这种判断一个人，要从他的品质判断一个人，就他的做什么哈，他的修。行动来判断一个人的层面。刚才妈妈说，有的人做的挺好，内心挺就是不好；有的人做的不好，好像有些行为不当，可是内心很纯净。那这怎么办？怎么能分辨？
Previously we heard from Guru's lecture that someone they have deep mystic power, they can see Krishna.Like that, blah blah blah. And just now, Mara, you have in your lecture, you said somebody, his behavior is not so good, but his heart is pure hearted. And somebody, he has done perfectly everything well, but his heart is not so pure. So how to reconcile these things?
Yeah, we can't. It's very hard to know. Like, we don't want to be like some people that think and say, well, my heart is pure, so don't tell me to act nice. Sometimes people say like that.
有的时候有的人会自称他的内心是很纯净的。
Because if they were really pure, they won't say, I am pure.
因为他如果真正的内心纯粹的话，他就不会这么说了，他就会非常的谦卑。
But what it means is like someone may not be perfectly regulated and everything, but they may be very sincerely trying to please Krishna.
意思就是说有的人他可能做的事情不是 很完美，但他的愿望是非常的努力的想取悦 Krishna。
So we don't know, so.
所以我们并不知道，我们 不知道一个人内心是什么样子的。
But for ourselves, you know, we should
但是对于我们自己自身
we should try to behave nicely.
我们应该行为举止都很得体。
Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami, they were having an argument.
Haridas Thakur 和 Sanatan Goswami, 当时他们俩进行了讨论。
Haridas was saying that Sanatan was the best devotee.
Haridas Thakur 称赞 Sanatan Goswami 是最好的奉献者。
And Sanatan was saying Haridas was.
Sanatan 却说 Haridas Thakur 是最好的奉献者。
So.Sanatan, he said, some people behave very nicely, but they don't preach.
Sanatan Goswami 就说，有的人他的行为举止是非常好的，但是他却不去传教。
And some people preach very nicely, but they don't act very nice.
有的人他传教的非常好，但是他的行为举止却不是很恰当。
But you're acting perfectly and preaching, so you're the best.
而你哈尔达塔库尔，你的行为举止是得体的，而且你传教，所以你是最好的奉献者。
Then Haridas was defeated.
就这样，哈尔达塔库尔就被萨南达戈斯瓦米打败了。
So anyway, that's it. We want to try to do both.
所以我们就这样，就是两件事情，我们都要去做。
But Krishna knows the heart, so then we're encouraging everybody.
但是 Krishna 知道一个人的内心，所以我们鼓励每个人。
And to teach them to behave nicely.
而且去教导他。
We don't mean someone, like say someone is always criticizing devotees, and we can't say, well, maybe his heart is very pure.
就像某人他老是批评奉献者，我们就不能说这样的人他内心是纯净的。
He might say, no, but you can't criticize me. We have many like that.They criticize everybody, but you can't criticize me.
那个总是指责别人的人，他却是不能接受别人批评他。
But they're thinking I'm very high, so I can criticize. But they're not. If you're very advanced, you don't criticize, do you?
这个批评别人的这个人，他却自认为自己很高级，他可以批评别人，但事实上，他却不是那么高级，否则他就不会去批评别人了。
Right.
在传教就说这个我们现在学这个昆萨之约我们慢慢就知道它是非常层面非常高非常难的一个方法它可以传教的人就说除了咕噜层面的人不可能达到这个传教士但是讲呢你又得给人讲明白了吗它这种层面你这个标准在这儿你得给人讲清楚那他自己肯定有的人是达不到，那怎么办呢？就不传了，不出去传教，还是他又有热情去做，这很矛盾的。
So, only on the level of guru, one can preach, but somebody else he has the enthusiasm to preach, but he cannot elevate others to a very high standard. So, what to do with this kind of situation?
It's what?
Somebody he want to preach but he's not very advanced himself. Only
well, everybody we want everyone to preach.
我们希望每一个人都传教。
But we should preach according to you know one's position.
但是一个人应该按照他的地位来传教。
Anyone can say.Please chant Hare Krishna.
任何的人都可以去告诉别人唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Right? Or anyone can say, well, I really like prasadam. That's preaching.
比如说他可以跟别人说我特别喜欢 prasadam. 这也是传教。
Teaching. We can only ever, like, guru means teacher. Literally, the word means teacher.
Guru 这个词本身它的字面的含义就是老师。
And just like there's many teachers, there's kindergarten teacher.
就好像老师有很多层面，也有幼儿园的幼教。
There's a brain surgeon teacher.
还有
there's all kinds of teachers, but they're all teachers. But they're teaching different things for different people.
还有还有做脑外科医生，他们也是老师，所以有不同的类别的老师。
Okay.
好比我告诉人家你得专注了念诵，可是自己肯定做不到。
For example, I can tell others you must chant attentively with attention, but that I cannot do myself.
Well, you know, still we're trying to do it.
但是我们应该努力的去做到这一点。我们自己要努力的去做到去专注的念诵。
And we're preaching to ourselves also.
我们而且要对自己也去传教。
But we shouldn't say, you're not chanting attentively, you stupid, you nonsense.
但是我们不能说 你念诵一点也不专心，太蠢了。
We have to try to teach, you know, everything, because we're all working on ourselves also.
我们应该去努力的去传教，而且我们自己也应该努力的做好。
就是有句话，就圣经里有句话说，贫穷的人有福了，因为富人要进天堂，犹如骆驼从一个针孔钻进去那么难。但是对于我们，奉爱瑜伽，我们特别是我们奉爱者总说，我们应该找一些很富有的人去传教，这样的话有利于我们的发展。但是如何理解这两个的不同呢？
Okay. In the Bible, it said that the poor man he is benefited because for a rich man it's difficult for him to go to the heaven than to go through the hole of a needle. But in our preaching process, we hope to find a rich man to help us to preach.
Well, we shouldn't be hoping like that. We
我们不能指望就是富人，把希望寄托在富人帮助我们来传教这件事情上。
I just heard this morning how Prabhupada, they were talking about one big man, not necessarily rich, but he was very, very famous.
今天早上 Maharaj 他听到帕帕的一个讲课，当时有一个非常大的人物，他并不是很富裕，但是他很有影响力。
He was a big scientist who invented the rocket and he's a very famous scientist.
是一个非常有名的一个科学家，当这个人。
And he had some spiritual tendencies and was saying sciences to know God.
他也有灵性的倾向，因为这个人说科学家呢需要去了解神。
So Prabhupada asked the devotees if they could arrange to meet him.
所以帕帕就让奉献者来安排见这位科学家。
And the devotees were saying, oh, if he becomes a devotee, that will influence so many people.
然后奉献者就跟帕帕的说，如果这个科学家能够成为奉献者的话，就能影响这么多人也变成奉献者。
And Prabhupada said, I don't want to preach to him because he's a big man.But because he has the right interest.
帕帕当说，他说我并不想对他传教，因为他是一个大人物，但是因为他有一些灵修方面的这个兴趣。
So if we're looking for rich people, then, you know, we won't treat other people very nice.
如果我们只是把注意力关注在这个富人身上呢，那我们对其他人就会降低兴趣了。
Looking for people who are interested.
我们去寻找那些对灵性感兴趣的人。
And when the Bible, that means a man who wants to take the riches with him. You know, can't go to heaven. You can't take it with him.
在圣经里那句话的意思就是说，当一个人他想带着这些财富进天堂，那这一点他是做不到的。
Of course, he'd be a fool because he doesn't know that the heavenly planets are much better than anything we can have here.
因为他是一个傻瓜，他不知道天堂比这个地球上的富裕要高很多倍。
But, so if we find a rich person, you know, if a rich person is, we preach to them, but if we start thinking, oh, he's going to get money, we'll get his money, they'll go away.
如果我们找到富人呢
Definitely.
如果我们心想啊，这个富人他会把他的钱都捐给我们，如果我们这样想，那么这个富人可能就走了。
Because there's many, some of Prabhupada's disciples that are very rich. They were impressed that Prabhupada wasn't after their money.
他怕他有很多有很多门徒都是非常富裕的人，但他们知道帕帕并不是对他们的钱财感兴趣。
All right.
Thank you.
So if we find a rich person, but if we're thinking I'm going to find a rich person and get money, that's not. Devotees in America, especially, as time went on, they found many ways to make a lot of money instead of just preaching.
在美国
selling something, this, that, make a lot of money.
在美国那儿的奉献者他们想出其他的方法变得富裕，比如说卖东西，卖些物品来变得富裕，而不是说寄希望于找到富人来传教来变得富裕。
And they were thinking if we get a lot of money then we could do so much
good. 因为他们想就是如果我们得到很多钱的话，这样我们就可以做服务了。
But it didn't workThey got money for a while, and then they bought things and took loans, and then they quit getting money, and they couldn't pay for the land. And devotees got tired of just collecting money, and no new people were joining because they didn't want to just money. The books don't say that. The books say we want Krishna.
有的时候奉献者他们确实变得富裕了，然后他们就会买地呀，去向银行贷款啊。但是过一段时间他们就厌倦了对这些事情老是不断的在就是专注于钱财这方面而没有发展新的没有新人来进来逐渐的他们就会对这个对富裕就有厌倦情绪
All right.
Thank you.
我有一点问题个人最近出现一点问题我以前到这来了庙里面住了三个月了住到后面两个月非常的高兴早晚听课听着奉献跟奉献者这么多奉献者的介绍奉献者都对我们都挺好然后
I have been here for 3 months and in the past 2 months I'm very happy to attend the morning and evening RT lecture
最近呢隔几天特别高兴哎呀一高兴听到觉得就笑容出来了隔几天嘛突然的也不知道咋回事家里人任何人也没有让我什么心里干突然就不高兴了一不高兴嘛哎呀光想流泪那个眼泪不停地往下流
Sometimes I become very happy but sometimes for no reason I become unhappy and I want to cry tears falling down from my eyes
你不高兴心情不好了吗念书也是念不成了现在参加阿奇也是不想来了
If I feel unhappy I do not want to chant and do not want to attend the RT
以前我从来没有这个问题
Previously I don't met this kind of problem
就完了就特别
问题
就是最近为什么老是要哭
最近发生So why this kind of thing happened to me?
That's just, you know, the nature of the mind.
这是心意的本性，心意的本质。
以前我从来没有这样过。
Previously, I've never met this kind of problem.
It is.As we make advancement, Krishna gives us more tests.
当我们进步，随着我们逐渐的进步 ，Krishna 会给我们更多的考验。
So if we start thinking now I'm doing very nicely, then Krishna may test us.
所以如果我们想啊，现在我做的不错，很好 ，Krishna 就给我们考验。
So the point is, just we have to keep doing it anyway.
所以要点关键就在于我们不管发生什么事情。继续去做。
怎么帮助他克制这个情绪呢？不哭，他老要哭半天嘛。你哭上来，最近几天。
就这几天，光常流泪，跟冯先生说一说，有些冯先生给我解释解释，过一会儿好了，不流泪了。
These several days, I kept crying.
To what?
Crying. She kept crying for a long time. And sometimes devotee talked with her for some time and she felt better. So Sanin Mataji said, asked how to help her to get out of this kind of mood.
It's purification.
这是一种净化。
Crying for Krishna,
sorry. 你在为 Krishna 哭。
我提个问题，我们这儿有一个北京的小中心，好多人呢，也想渡人，渡了人以后呢，他们想把这个新人呢，带到庙里边来参观参观，来受点灵性教育。这是一种说法，还有一种方法呢说。
So we have the center here, and many people they preach and they want to bring the new party here to get education, to get training.
还有一种说法呢是，我们的中心是科学庙宇，不用任何的都往那儿带，往那儿带有污染，那个。
Somebody else said that this is a temple.It's Krishna's temple. Not everybody should come here to contaminate this place.
如果有新人在外边住了卡米，卡米有学习的愿望，想到庙里边参加，那到哪去呢？
可不可以来？
这是卡米还是新人呢？
就是卡米想了解
这个。If some karmi they want to get some knowledge about bhakti yoga, can karmi come here?
Yeah, you should have arrangements for them.
那当然，应该为此做出安排。
Some kind of devotee that can teach them when they come and knows how to answer questions or something.
有奉献者，当这些
卡
米来的时候，可以给这些卡米来解释。我们还有这么多的书。
We want everyone to come.
我们希望每个人都来。
That's why we stay, you know, near as possible.
Stay ashram.
Yeah, that's why we stay, you know, around people in cities so that people can come.
就是为这个原因，所以就是我们待在城里，这样所有的人就可以到中心来了。
二阿姨，我有一个问题，就是你刚刚说到我们要像树一样容忍，但很多时候我们在面临考验的时候，或者是面临感官对象的诱惑时，总是忍不下来，就是不愿意吃这个苦头，然后呢，就是。
Just now that we should be tolerant like trees, but sometimes when we met with difficulty, we cannot just act like a tree. We become agitated.
Yeah, well, we're afraid of Krishna.
What's the problem with?
Yeah, we're not so advanced.
这因为我们不太进步。
Because we shouldn't tolerate blasphemy of devotees, mistreatment of devotees.
当然，我们不能容忍对奉献者的亵渎和对奉献者的这种虐待。
It means troubles to ourselves, you know, disturbances to our sense gratification or our comfort.
这个容忍是指的就是对我们，就是比如说感官享乐对我们的诱惑。容忍。
If somebody is making big trouble for devotees, we can't just say, oh, it's okay.
但是如果有人给奉献者制造了大麻烦，我们不能容忍，就说没关系的。
我有一个问题，有的时候奉献者之间啊，或者是无意中产生一种冒犯，让人对方很不高兴。但是呢，你这个有时候可能就不知道，但是这个
无意之中就给人家留下一种不好的，就是等于这也算是一种冒犯吧。像那种情况，那这个人又不知道，那怎么消除啊？这不是以后才对我们的奉献服务啊都有影响吗？就是我们的进步，人生进步。
Sometimes among devotees, when devotees dealing with each other, unintentionally, one devotee may offend another, but this devotee didn't know himself, but it will affect the devotee's devotional service. So how to counteract this kind of offense, unintentional offense to other devotees?
Yeah, that's one of the challenges of living in the community.
这就是居住在奉献者社团当中面临的一大挑战。
So, because we don't know, different people are upset for whatever reason.
因为我们根本就不知道别的奉献者为什么对我们不高兴。
Even sometimes you try to help them.
其实有的时候我们是在努力地帮助对方。
You think you're helping them and they get upset.
有时候我们自认为我们在帮助别人，可是别人却变得不高兴不安。
Or if like, for example, sometimes you go for medical treatment.
假设有的时候我们去看医生去做治疗。
Acupuncture.
针灸，做针灸。
Sometimes very painful.
针灸有的时候是很疼的。
Some people they don't want to do it.
有的人不想做针灸治疗。
No, it's painful.
太疼了，别给我扎了。
But that pain will help you.
但这种疼痛会帮助我们治病。
But if you just, if I just take a needle and stick you and say it's okay, it's different.
但是Maharaj假设他拿着一个针灸去扎你，那就不行了。
In the Beijing, in the subway train, you must have similar like Japan, right? It's very crowded, right?
北京它就像日本一样，就是地铁是非常拥堵的。
So when it's not crowded in Japan, everybody comes and they try to get as far away from everybody as possible.
在日本呢，就是地铁里头，如果不是那么拥挤的话呢，人和人之间就会保持一定的距离。
And if it's not crowded and you bump somebody or you step on their foot, they don't like it.
如果不是在拥挤的情况下，你撞了别人，你踩了别人的脚，那别人就会。
But when it gets very, very crowded.
不高兴。但是如果是非常非常拥挤的情况下。
And it gets so full that more people want to get on, but they can't get on.
那个人太多了，很多人想挤上这个地铁都挤不上去。
And the workers they push.
他们会从后面推前面的人，把前面人推到车厢里，人挤的都跟沙丁鱼一样，然后就踩在别人的脚上站着。
这是你，
这根本就不是你的错误，因为是后面是别人在推你。
You know, if you have your hand up, you can't take it down. But
hand up, take a talk.
You know, like if you have your hand up, then you can't move because so many people. And they're pushing.
如果你幸运的话，你还能够着一个那个这个扶手在你的头上，那后面的人前后都在挤你。
But if it's not crowded and you bump someone,
但是
they think you must be.
如果不是拥挤的情况下，就是很宽敞的情况下，
That's why
就不能这样。
We when we say Vanchakalpa Turubius Cha, we're supposed to be saying to.Forgive my offenses.
所以我们就是念奉献者顶拜祷文 Vancha Karpat Rubyascha 请原谅我的冒犯。
Try to serve devotees.
我们努力的去想服务奉献者。
Some people are very easily disturbed and nobody knows why.
有的人他就是很容易就生气，别人都不知道什么原因他就生气了。
So, you know, we can try to be careful and we can.For ourselves, we can try to make advancements so we don't get so upset.
So, 我们应该自己变得进步，去取得灵性上的提升，这样我们就不会轻易的就变得很不安、生气。
That's a difficult because some people think, well, I should just live alone all the time.
有的人就想，我干脆一个人住得了，没人能打扰我。
Or I won't bother anybody.
我也不要打扰别人了。
But then we'll never become tolerant and develop patience and forgiveness all by yourself.
但是我们不能是一个人独处来变得非常的像树一样容忍，像草一样的谦卑。
And if we're really, you know, concerned and careful about everything, you know, then things will work out all right.
如果我们真正的就是非常关心别人，那么一切的就会自然而然的就会变得变得顺利了。
Okay.
咱们就到了，因为太晚了。然后我想请妈妈，就因为今天爱卡达西，我们明天因为有启迪嘛，请奉献者，别的多点奉献者来。今天就没请奉献者，因为妈妈也解释。不过我们希望就是荣耀完休息，一个时候请妈妈来带着我们，就在这一块念诵行。
Because today is Ekadasi, we don't want Mara to exert so much, so we didn't invite to lose the strength, bodily strength. So we don't invite devotees, but tomorrow there will be an initiation ceremony. So today, after the prasadam, 1 hour after prasadam, we want Mara to lead.Devotee with japa to japa for some time.
Oh, really? Okay. So they won't have the initiation today.
Today, no.
Change your mind.
计划变了。
对，因为他昨天晚上给我打电话，我们商量半天，就是别让咕噜跑了今天，然后明天在这儿他们也过来，请你在这儿
做。So tomorrow there will be an initiation here.
What was the reason not today?
为什么今天不可以？
他就有一个奉献者，他跟他特别亲密的奉献者帮助
他
的。
谁？
他
是谁？
就是杨洋要启迪的杨洋啊。他那个瓦尔莎那，他今天不行，出不来。他希望他能陪着他在场启迪的时候在场。
杨洋希望瓦尔莎那陪着他，但瓦尔莎那有事儿。
对他，因为他现在住他家。他对他帮助很大。他希望他在场。
杨洋 lived with a devotee called Varshana, but Varshana can't come today. Yang hope Varshana can attend her initial ceremony.
I see. All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.